This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Toronto Mayor John Tory joins us as he does every single day now at 5:35. We're happy and lucky to have him on the show. Nice to have you, Mr. Mayor.
Gentlemen, nice to talk to you on a Monday.
Let's start off with the conversation we were just having. We were talking about the premier who alluded to the fact he had his daughters over for Mother's Day. There weren't a lot of specifics as to whether or not there was social distancing going on, so we're trying to get more information in that regard. But what did you do this weekend? Did you visit your mom? Were there more than, you know, the people who have been in your house all along in your house?
No, I had no visitors to my house, but I did pay a couple of visits. I went to see my grandchildren and stood on the sidewalk, as I've done now for 3 or 4 weeks in a row, and had this kind of bizarre encounter with them where they can talk to me and they sort of make movements to want to come towards me and I sort of back up. And so I had that visit. I went to see my mother and I sort of called her and she left the door open to her condo where she lives and she stayed in a chair in a room and I just dropped some flowers and a card and sort of stood and talked to her quite a long distance away. You would think we didn't like each other, which we do. We love each other. And I went, actually, truth to tell, I went as well to my sister's house last night and picked up dinner. So they literally brought the dinner out and put it on the seat of the car because they'd invited me to stay for dinner. I said, no, I couldn't do that. And so I picked up the dinner and took it home and ate it by myself. So that's my Mother's Day weekend, which is fine. I'm not complaining about any of that. But look, you know what? I didn't get a lot of emails about this today. I get hundreds of emails, literally hundreds during the pandemic every day. I got emails about masks. I get emails about pet groomers because I get a summary at the end of the day. I got emails about reopening parking lots in parks. I got emails about equal rollout for restaurants and not giving preferences to place with patios. That's what my email is talking about today. Not anything to do with the premier. And, I do understand what the medical officer of health said about human nature being the way it is to want to see people. And it is also the first Mother's Day after his mother died. So, I just want to get some money for the city of Toronto so we can keep our services going. So if I had a chance to talk to him, it wouldn't be about this. It would be about getting the city of Toronto some help for our financial problems.
Let's move on to something that's definitely given the city of Toronto some help as far as their need for sports. A great announcement from the Toronto Blue Jays today. How did you feel about that?
Well, I think that baseball has to make its own decision, and especially about the logistics, which I had one brief conversation with Mark Shapiro maybe 10 days ago about some plans they might be sort of formulating at the time, and he was just kind of telling me this, and he said the teams all had a preference to want to play in their own home cities, although in front of no fans, and we then talked about the fact that that's complicated in the case of the Blue Jays by the fact they're the only Canadian team, and how do you deal with the border and with these quarantine issues and all the rest, and so we kind of ended the conversation on that note, and he said he'd keep me posted, and he did say if they had spring training, they'd be doing it at their training facility, which makes sense, and that's in Florida, so the border doesn't come into play. So, look, I think people want to see sports. I think they want the entertainment. I think it might be argued that it's in the interest of public health because it'll keep people happier as they're still confined to quarters to be able to see the Raptors, the Blue Jays, all of them playing, and I hope they all work that out in a way that is consistent with public health but also entertains people because people need some entertainment right now.
We've had a couple of text messages today about the Office of Recovery and Rebuild. People wondering why we haven't seen more of Dr. David Mowat and Saad Rafi on a daily basis. And follow-ups from what I'll kind of put them together here. People saying, you know, what are we paying these people money for? And I understand the sentiment myself. But, you know, what are these people doing currently and why are they not more visible?
Well, I'll give you an example. I think they'll start to become more visible, but we're going to make a transition, I think, between as much reporting on the sort of management of the pandemic as, more so on the management of the recovery and reopening, because I think it's been natural. People have wanted to know as we've gone along how the pandemic itself was unfolding. But as you see the numbers improving, I think there's a natural transition that will take place to talking more about the recovery. But I spent quite a bit of time with them today myself talking about something that I've told you is an incredibly complicated matter, which is how we adapt the transit system to the new world. When we start having large numbers of people go back to work, And notwithstanding the debates we had before, this is an incredibly complicated subject in terms of how you do that, because the fact is you can't add subway trains underground. We're running as many trains as we can on the subway safely. You can't really add buses that we don't have. You can't add streetcars we don't have, but then you have to figure out a way to try and transport people and do it safely. So we spent quite a long time talking, and you may not think that's a complicated matter. It's a hugely complex matter on a system that normally moves 1.6 million people a day. So he is deeply immersed in those things, and he comes to me and some of the other senior leadership of the city to say, this is the work we're doing, this is what we're finding out, and it goes on topic after topic. Child care, when people come back to work, can they be staggered? Will there be some people that don't come back to work and they work from home for a long time because of all these different problems we have? And so I can assure you, the guy's putting in a full day, 7 days a week, doing the plans, and I think you'll hear more from him, starting very soon.
Now, a number of our questions from 71010 basically pertain to the same type of thing, so I'll lump them all together. Mm-hmm. People want to know, and I think we already know the answer, but it's important to reiterate it on a daily basis because people do have these questions. For the mayor today, any idea when hockey rinks for minor and adult hockey might open? Any idea when off-leash parks could be open for dogs? Ours is padlocked. And what about libraries reopening? So clearly people are looking to when stuff will be open.
I don't want to anything other than a totally solid team, but I'm pushing for the dog parks very soon because I think it's one of those things where we could start with that. It's a little more difficult with some of the other recreational amenities like the fitness equipment because there's, you can leave the virus on the equipment, whereas with a dog park, I think if people keep their distance from each other, which they've learned from the time when we closed them, you could probably get on with that. We coordinate these things with the province because what we don't want to do is confuse people and have us saying dog parks are somehow okay, but the province saying it's not okay. So we're in discussions on all that. The ice rink stuff is a tougher one because, it's a contact sport involving 12 players on the ice at a time, sitting on the bench close to each other, getting dressed in the small dressing rooms. And so if you really believe, until the province says more than five people in a room are okay, if you believe that the reason for that five-person restriction is because otherwise you transmit the virus, then you say it'll be a while. And I think it will be a while, even for that kind of, sport, let alone the big arenas full of fans watching the Leafs play.
You mentioned you were getting messages over the last 24 hours about dog grooming. We've got a lot of text messages and emails about that as well. It's something we brought up a few weeks ago. My local dog groomer that I use has been closed since they got taken off that essential list. Is there any word as to where that industry goes? I mean, a lot of it is basically touchless.
I agree with that, and I think that there's been some mention of the fact they're going to kind of open up in some announcements they're going to make soon, haircuts for people, and they'll open them up subject to reasonable requirements about masks and about, how many customers at a time and making an appointment, which most people have to do anyway. And so, to me, it doesn't go that much further, even though you're talking about animals, to sort of say, well, look, it's the same thing. You can make an appointment. You can have, one dog at a time or whatever. I even heard a story, I think, on 1010 this morning about some place where you put the dog into a cage and then the cage passed through the door and then they put it back in the cage and pass it back out to you, to your car. So I think there's got to be a way to work these things out, and these things can be relatively contactless, and they do address something that is really on people's minds, which is, I mentioned the top four or five subjects I got emails on out of hundreds today. That was one of them, and I think it's on people's minds. They want their dogs to be comfortable, not just good looking. I saw a dog walking by my condo the other day, by the way, where clearly it was a home grooming job, maybe not much better than my home haircuts, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
Poor dogs walking around in shame.
Poor dog. If dogs were conscious of that sort of thing, and who knows, they may be, that dog would be embarrassed.
Let's keep it within the animal realm. A number of people are saying, hey, can we get the zoo opening soon? It's an open-air facility. Can we do social distancing? Can I look forward to going there this summer?
I think that's a possibility because we have, we've never closed our parks with the exception of Hyde Park. We closed the amenities inside the park, the benches and the fitness equipment and the playgrounds. And we're talking about when those might be open, and I don't think that's going to happen immediately, but we're talking about it. So the zoo will have to take careful account of, because the problem there is, if it's a really nice sunny day, say even this weekend or, as we get on into the summer, it becomes a crowd scene. And we're going to have to discuss our tolerance for for crowd scenes. And one of the things you'll remember from Premier Ford's plan is that in, I think it's phase two or maybe even phase one, which they say we're coming up to soon, it allows for some relaxation of that five-person rule. So it doesn't allow, though, for, you know, 2,400 people to be standing in a lineup to get in the zoo. So that's the problem we're going to have, is how do you sort of manage all that? And there may be a way. It's something that I think we'd love to have open. The staff are laid off, some of them. I'm sure they'd love to be back to work. So we're talking about these things all the time as part of the recovery and reopening plan.
Mr. Mayor, we appreciate the time you take out of your day to spend it with our listeners.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Toronto Mayor John Tory. He will, of course, be back with us tomorrow at 5:35.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.